Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Embracing Our Identity as Pilgrims. Today's meditation was written by Kanyansola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 to 16. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. I have just read from the New King James Version. In John Bunyan's classic Christian allegory, The Pilgrim's Progress, the protagonist, Christian, embarks on a spiritual journey from the city of destruction, representing this world, to the celestial city, symbolizing the world to come. This story reflects the reality described in Hebrews 11, verse 13, which identifies believers as strangers and pilgrims on earth, those who are merely passing through this world on their way to a heavenly homeland. In our scripture reading, we see that patriarchs like Abraham fully understood and embraced this pilgrim identity. They lived in tents, demonstrating their detachment from earthly permanence, and waited in faith for a city whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11 reminds us that these patriarchs died without receiving the promises, but saw them from afar and were assured of them. Their hope in God's promises gave them the strength to forsake earthly pleasures and deny themselves certain liberties. They lived with the conscious awareness that this world was not their home. Not only did they identify as pilgrims, but they also refused to attach themselves to the fleeting things of this world. Unfortunately, many believers today have neglected this vital reality. We have forgotten our identity as pilgrims and often invest our time, energy, and resources in temporal things that are passing away. Too often, we live primarily for the pleasures and successes of this world rather than the world to come. This is not to suggest that we should become so heavenly-minded that we are of no earthly good. After all, our Lord commanded us to occupy until I come, Luke 19:13. Instead, I am advocating for a shift in identity, one that fundamentally transforms how we live as believers. By embracing our identity as pilgrims, we can focus on the eternal things that will lead us to the heavenly city that God has prepared for us. Prayer. Lord, help me to rid myself of every distraction and embrace my identity as a pilgrim so that I may run with endurance the race to the heavenly city in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from James chapters 4 to 5. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, James chapters 4 to 5.
What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Now listen, you who say,
today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money.
Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say,
if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. So then, if you know the good you ought to do and don't do it, you sin. Now listen, you rich people. Weep and wail because of the misery that is coming on you. Your wealth has rotted and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and your silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workers who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the innocent one who was not opposing you. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make them well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring them back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the way of error will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins.
The end of the book of James.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.